Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden and I'm joined by Joel Doucher and Jackson Bailey.
Whoa! Cass unfortunately didn't make the cut this week.
No, yeah. And if the audio sounds strange, it's because we're doing this on the road. It's the road trip edition.
Oh yeah!
And today's topic is the road.
Oh yeah. You gotta love the road.
We gotta love the road. Joel Doucher, the captain, driving us to Sydney.
Yeah.
He's got a little headset on.
Yeah, that's it.
It's sort of like a Britney Spears microphone type thing.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is actually called a Britney mic. Yeah.
Not pulling it off quite as well, but it's kind of vibe. Jackson, you're in the back seat in the middle.
Yeah, I'm in the back seat.
And
it's
I'm
good
riding
in the back
shotgun.
Seat.
How is the back seat? I kind of wish, because when we got into the car this morning for the road trip, to go to Sydney. I can't remember if I said we're going to Sydney. We're going to Sydney.
We're actually currently in New South Wales.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're already there. We crisscrossed the border.
We're over the border. There's some beautiful mountains.
It is
on
nice
either
up here.
We're getting a very nice view.
It's green. Nice and green.
Yeah. No lines on the road, which is
There's also
good.
No other cars on the road.
Like, which is also good.
I feel like the whole time it's been busy, as soon as we cross the border, it's dead.
Yeah, quiet.
No one's hanging out in New South Wales.
Dead part of the country.
Yeah.
Sydney, who up? Where you at? Calm down.
Calm down. Get in the show. Don't hit that bird.
That's a cop.
Yeah. It's good. Been seeing some weird stuff. Saw a cool train.
Yeah, we did see a cool train. That's
sort of been the highlight. I saw a truck where its wheel had fallen off.
Yeah, that's
that good.
The bag that came off that truck?
Yeah, at the beginning of the trip, a foil tube fell off a truck.
Yeah.
And then another truck ran over it. Yeah. So what's been going on?
Yeah, it's been a very fun road trip so far.
We ate McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to say about the back, Hayden?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was saying, I want to say what you were thinking about this, Joel. When me and Jackson got into the car, I said to Jackson, hey, Jackson, in my head, you were sitting in the back seat in the middle and I was in the front when I envisioned this road trip.
Yeah.
And you said, Jackson, yeah, that's what I was envisioning too. Were you also thinking that?
I had Jackson in the back seat. Didn't have him sitting in the middle, though.
Mm.
Well, I got to be in the middle because that's where the action is.
That's what's happening.
If I'm off to one of the sides, you two chat and I do nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Jackson, what did you get out of the boot of the car before?
I got a book in case I get bored.
Yeah, you're prepared to not be in on the action.
I'm prepared to check out of the road trip.
It might happen this episode.
I'm not going to read the book because it is the rudest thing to do on especially a road trip such as this.
Yeah.
You can do it on a family road trip. You can read a book in the back.
Yeah.
But when it's a boys trip such as this.
Yeah, we have been calling it a boys trip, which just gives it a horrible energy.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it. We did genuinely for the first 15 minutes just talk about dicks and nuts for ages. We weren't even recording anything. We were just chatting.
Well, it was just a frank conversation.
Yeah, and it's probably important to share this with our listeners. All three of us genuinely believe that if we were driving a car that had a roof that, like a convertible basically, we could stand up in the driver's seat and even if it was uncomfortable for a moment, steer the car with our dick and nuts.
Yeah, we could if we had to do it.
If we had to do it.
The death situation.
If somebody had a gun to our head and
the men came with the guns, we could do it.
Drive this car with your nuts.
Mm. Yeah. Can I use my dick too, sir?
I feel like, because we're 3 hours into this probably, this trip?
Mm. Well, you've been underplaying the time the entire time, so I don't know if it's worth trusting.
No, so, okay, the whole time, Joel, from an hour and 10 minutes, you were like, saying, hey, we're 2 hours in.
Yeah.
And every 10 minutes would go, hey, we're 2 hours in. When we just weren't.
Well, you got it. It's for morale,
it's
Hayden.
For the vibe, Hayden.
No, but you're ruining
the
it.
The listeners absolutely understand. Yeah. You just don't get it.
I guess I don't get it.
It's like when you're on the plane and you look at how much time you have. Uh-huh. You know, you got to kind of convince yourself that it's not much time.
Yeah, 5 hours, that's through. Basically 4 hours. And then 4 hours is basically a long movie. Yeah. And a movie's 90 minutes.
And a movie's basically just like a feature-length TV show.
It's
or whatever,
like two
right?
TV episodes.
Yeah, and some TV shows go for 15 minutes if they're like short cartoons.
Yeah,
like
yeah remember Robot Chicken?
Yeah. So it's basically the length of a Robot Chicken sketch.
Yeah.
That's like nothing.
I'll just quickly fire up this episode of Robot Chicken that's in the back of the seat. TV.
Yeah, I won't be there in no time.
Watch a sketch of Batman taking a shit on Superman or whatever they
do.
Yeah,
be like, whoa, Superman! Yeah.
Bob! Bobby swears or something. We're calling Robot Chicken out on this episode.
Yeah.
It's not a very good show.
Are they still making that? I feel like I saw it. Well, I guess why would you never stop? It would be so cheap to make.
Yeah. Well, it's stop motion, which would be annoying to me.
Yeah, but I mean, you
Family Guy's a show that's never going to stop because it's too cheap to make.
Yeah, exactly. It's too cheap.
It's too cheap to make.
We can't stop. It's too cheap.
It's too cheap.
I mean, that's true. I feel like
we lose money if we stop.
Well, they would. They'd have to bottom out if they wouldn't stop making Family Guy unless they had less than like 200 people watching it every week. That's the point where like the advertising
but
doesn't quite cover it.
I get the feeling that more people are watching Family Guy than we think
than
you know?
Ever Absolutely. Before.
It's only getting more popular.
Yeah. I don't know how anyone's watching The Simpsons. How are you going, Jackson? You are on a mission to watch all of The Simpsons ever. How's that going?
It's well, we
that sounds like he tapped out.
No. Shut up. Please.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Joel. Let him speak.
All
we
right.
got to season 31.
Wow.
Which we watched.
Is it 24 episodes a season?
I don't know.
I'll answer that.
Why would
it
you
varies.
Know? Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
But and then we stopped. We'd done it. But then since that point, I think 3 new seasons have come out.
Yeah, wow.
So we've not watched those new seasons, but at the time...
You had seen all The Simpsons?
Well, I had seen all The Simpsons.
Is it good?
It's fascinating. I think everyone should do it. You should do it at one point in your life. Because you watch the
30 years of a TV show?
Yeah, because you watch the golden era, the classic episodes
of
The Simpsons.
You watch culture change before your very eyes.
Yeah, and you're like, wow, The Simpsons was like really genuinely pretty good. And then you get into the later seasons, the middle era. And you're like, these are fine.
Yeah. Like season 10 to 20, you're like,
maybe you
not
can
20,
tell
but
that they're not as good, but they're fine.
They're the episodes that were like sort of newish when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's some sort of...
Here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And you learn to, you know, you find the comedy where you can. And if, especially...
Oh, Milhouse fell over.
That's a classic Simpsons.
I love it when Milhouse falls over.
The Simpsons have really, really... Don't have much left if that joke is
Matt
Milhouse.
Groening's kicking down the door. Guys, you gave me a script when Milhouse doesn't fall over.
That's all we have left.
That's Bart says, eat my shonks, and then Milhouse falls over.
Bart, your shonks. Whoa. Damn! That's what Homer says now. Because they've changed. They can swear now.
Yeah.
Damn!
They've aged with their audience. Now it's MA15+.
Damn, you fucking kid!
I fucking hate my son! Oh my god, there was an echidna back there. Did you guys see that?
Oh, I see it!
I was too busy lost in this beautiful Simpsons room.
Yeah, it was a little echidna about to cross the road.
That's great. Good luck to him.
Yeah. Very good luck, because it was...
Well,
there was
no cars.
He's got time.
Yeah. And we didn't hit it, so that's good.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
That's alright. Okay, good luck, echidna.
Yeah.
The biggest animal I've hit with my car is a rat, and I want to keep it that way.
How did you hit a rat?
A rat ran across the road, and...
That makes sense.
But it was...
I get it.
So it ran across the road when I was in the left lane of a road.
Yeah.
And it ran pretty much directly into the way of my tire. So like I didn't even have enough time to react.
How did it sound? Did it
pop?
Popped.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was in a car once when we hit a wombat.
Oh,
no, the wombat was fine. The car was not. Literally, it basically gutted the underside of the car.
And then it like got up and shook its head like,
it was fine. And we pulled over into like a car park somewhere. And we looked, and the whole underside of the chassis was just like dangling down. It was, it was intense. Wombats are tough little fuckers. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
I was watched a koala cross the road.
Oh, yeah.
And then Lucy had to get out because it was real slow, these koalas.
Did you have to shoo it along?
Yeah, I had to shoo it along because it didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
what?
Too high on eucalyptus leaves.
Yeah,
too stoned.
On a road trip, right, which we are.
We are
on a road trip.
When we were at the supermarket or whatever.
The service station?
Service station's what I mean.
The gas station for our international audiences. Mm-hmm.
And the petrol pump for our British listeners.
The chip chip cheerio.
I think they just call it a chip shop.
The gassy. Let's go to the gassy.
Let's go to the gassy. We're
at the gassy. Yeah. We got some snacks, obviously.
And we got to salute the queen. Oh, she's dead.
Well, salute the king.
We've got to fill up gas. We got to put car in our old, the old Oldsmobile wagon, and then we got to salute the king. And eat our beans.
Yeah, that is what happens every time they go to the gassy.
Yeah.
Time to eat my beans. Anyway,
for king and country, eh?
We got some snacks, and they're good snacks.
Yep.
We got some Snakes Alive. We got some Cheetos.
We got some tubes.
We got some tubes.
Did we get some tubes?
I got some tubes, baby.
I didn't.
I got tubes and a big thing of salt and vinegar
chips.
You got
cheezels.
No, I didn't get cheezels.
You got cheezels.
These are cheezels.
Oh, no. I thought I got tubes.
Cheezels are dodgy compared to tubes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Actually, you know, I remember what happened. I was going to get tubes, and that was $7.50 because it was at a gassy.
But $6.50 for the UK audience is... Oh, it's about freaking...
a thruppenny piece.
A thruppenny prince and £4, isn't it?
£4 and a thruppenny prince for those tubes.
Yeah.
But then the cheezels and the vinegar chips.
And tubes, again, if you're in London. Because I'm worried it's going to get lost. It's tubes!
Tubes,
isn't it?
Tubes!
C-H-O-O-B-S.
Tubes!
We're calling out Robot Chicken and the country of England.
Is no one safe from the boys' trip?
Have guns. I have no problem with them.
Carry on, America.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. That's fine with me.
You're doing a great job.
What are the worst road trip snacks? Because I looked for fantails while we were there.
Oh, I love fantails.
I think fantails are they're a classic road trip snack.
Yeah, I think they're good.
They're awful. You feel so bad after eating. You eat like
what?
10 of them.
Oh, well, yeah, you don't
it's
eat 10
hot.
Of them. That's the
well,
trick.
You're bored on the road trip.
See, no, fantails are a good road trip food because they have trivia on it and little
it's
games.
A little, it's a who am I on there? Who's the celebrity?
True. It's always Kylie Minogue.
Or George Clooney. George Clooney's in there a lot.
You also get Hugh Jackman.
It's funny because if you just bought, like imagine on this trip, so two scenarios.
Yeah.
Scenario one, we buy fantails. As we're eating them, we read the trivia out to each other.
Yeah.
Fun time. Fun.
Second scenario, we don't buy fantails, but I bring a small book of trivia.
Oh, I was actually thinking, I was at my dad's place and I found this game called Mind Trap, which is a game we always had in the cupboard as kids and never ever played ever.
My dad has Mind Trap too.
Yeah.
Why did dad have Mind Trap?
It's
crazy because both of our dads are divorced.
there's a correlation there. But the basically it's just a big deck of cards that are trivia and like lateral thinking problems.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, I can mind trap with the guys.
Yeah, well, do you think that's as good as fantails to have?
I think it's better having a mind trap.
Well, yeah, I think
I can try and remember a mind trap for you.
Yeah, remember a mind trap for us.
Okay, I did two the other day in preparation.
Yep. Yeah.
One of them was the classic brothers and sisters, I have none. This man's father is my father's son. That was one.
Uh-huh.
Who's the guy?
Wait, mother
and sisters, I have none.
I'll do it properly. Okay. So, I can't actually remember the scenario, but I'll make it up because it doesn't matter.
Okay, this is good.
A man is sitting on a bench, and then another guy comes up, and he says, hey, who do you know? And he goes, I know a guy who's my father's. This man's father is mine.
And the surgeon is actually the patient's mother.
Because a woman could be a doctor too.
And he says, brothers and sisters, I have none. This man's father is my father's son. Who's the guy? How's he related to him?
So
it's his it's his son, you idiot. God. You want another one?
Somebody says in the trivia book, who's the guy?
And then the book yells at you, it's his son!
Before you have a chance to answer.
Brothers and sisters, I have none. This man's father is my son.
He's my father's son.
This man's father.
So this man, man A, his father, man B, is my father's, man
is
B, also man B,
C.
Man It's his son. It's his son.
Nancy is
I did get lost a little bit there. Okay, wait. We can work this out.
Okay.
Hey, so listeners, just a reminder at this point in time, the Shut Up a Second does have a Twitter account, and it is fine to let us know if this episode is good.
Yeah, or even listenable.
Yeah. I think I know the answer. But guess what? I'm having fun. I don't care.
Me too. It's good.
Yeah, Shut Up a Second listeners have been like, oh, I'm really happy that Jackson and Joel Dusher are no longer on the podcast. Every time I listen to Shut Up a Second Classic, which is part of the Sandspans Plus program, for $10 a month, you can get a monthly episode of Shut Up a Second Classic that features Jackson, Dusha, and Zoe back, the original trio.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Redoing the same topics you did all those years ago.
Well, we're redoing one topic with surprising regularity.
Yeah, is that the milk? Yeah, you did a lot of milk.
Been milk for a while.
But yeah, I'm glad I don't subscribe to that they're saying, because I hate those three, and now we're back to wreck the main feed.
Yeah, it's good.
Thank you. And also a lot of road noise, I'm pretty sure, is really annoying.
That's all right.
Hey, can you honk your horn, see if we can hear it?
There's
no chance that'll come through.
There's zero chance it came through.
Wait, let me put my mic up to the road. Yeah, see if you do it again.
Put the mic out the window.
Yeah, open the door.
Put the mic out. Don't open
I'm really going to open the... I actually did reach for the door handle. Yeah. I was gonna...
We're driving 110 kilometers an hour. Yeah, is this good, listeners?
And beep the horn.
Did the microphone peak, Jackson? You're on our producer.
I wasn't looking.
I'm sure it was fine.
I'm sure it was good.
What's the other brain hack?
The mind snap.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said mind snap. I almost said mind snare, which I think is a band.
Yeah.
Anyway, please continue.
You've got a mum, a dad, and two boys.
Okay.
And they have to cross a river.
All right.
And the boat can only hold 150 pounds at a time.
Right.
Oh.
And also there's a fire or something, so they have to cross a river.
Right.
The boat can only hold two people and 150 pounds. How do they all get across the river in the least amount of
turns? How many barrels can it hold?
No barrels.
Is this like the dog, the fish, and the crab one?
If you leave the mum alone with the baby, the mum will eat the baby.
It's like the scorpion and the frog?
Scorpion
Yeah, the
says...
dad will kill the son on the way over. Yeah. It's in his nature.
Sorry, my boy. It's who I am. Well, then...
You came from my balls, so I can kill you.
Is it...
I'm sending you back.
Do they do... The mom and one kid go across.
Yep.
Then they send back the kid.
Yep.
And he gets the dad.
Yep.
Then the dad and the kid go across.
Yep.
They leave one kid there. Then they send the boat back to get the lost kid.
Yeah, that's probably pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all right.
Is that it?
The answer was five trips, I think. But
I did it in three.
Well, five. Yeah, you did do it pretty quick.
But hang on, if there's four people and the boat can fit two people, shouldn't it just be two go across?
No, because someone has to bring the boat back.
There's no trick still. It's two people go across, one person comes back, takes the other person across, and then comes back, takes the third.
It's three trips. That can't be right.
Yeah.
We are doing this riddle
wrong. The answer was five when I looked at it.
Okay.
There must be something I'm forgetting. It was 150 pounds. Wait, did I say how much the kids weighed?
No.
Oh, okay. So the mummy and the daddy, they weigh 75 pounds.
Okay.
No, they weigh 140. Oh, that's what it was. Okay. So the parents weigh 145 pounds each.
Okay. Just have to swear to avoid roadkill again, just to keep everyone in.
Nice. Yeah, what do you think it was?
It looks like hard a crow. To say.
I don't like it when birds die.
Why?
I don't know. They're smart. I think a dead fox, fine, because they're vermin and yuck.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Dead crows, a bit sad.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll bounce back.
He'll body it. Yeah. His guts are everywhere, but he'll suck it back out. So the boat can only hold 150 pounds. The parents weigh 145 pounds each.
Okay.
And the sons weigh 75 pounds each. So you can't have a mummy and a boy.
Okay. But you can have two boys.
You can have two boys.
Well, then the two boys go across.
Yep.
Then, I see. One boy goes back.
Yep.
Then the dad goes across.
Yep.
By
and then the boy comes back.
And the boy comes back.
So now we got dad on one end and the rest on the other. Then.
Where's the dad?
The dad's crossed. The three of them are back at the other side with the boat.
And man B is man C's son.
Yeah, that's true. It's his son.
And the doctor can be a woman.
Doctor can be a woman.
And the crab will eat the fish.
Yeah.
And the cabbage the will seed. Kill the dog. Yeah.
And the chicken will eat the seed.
Yeah. Mm. The chicken will eat
it's
the seed.
It's quite complex.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wouldn't bother with it.
Yeah, just get burned up by the fire.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Swim across.
How does the man, the horse, and the bag of chips and the frog one go?
I don't think. I always heard it as the. It's like a fox and a chicken and a
bag
seed
of chips.
And seed and seed.
Okay.
You know what's awesome?
Yeah.
When people say, "I'm going to go see a man about a horse," when they go into the bathroom,
that is awesome. Great.
I don't quite understand it. Is the turd the horse?
No,
is that what it's supposed to be?
I think it's just a polite way of saying I'm going to go to the bathroom. Without...
Yeah, but where does it come from? What does it mean?
Well, back in the day, you would need to see a man about a horse.
You need to go speak to people about horses all the time.
Yeah, half your day would just be horse admin.
You're going to go talk to a man about a horse to get somewhere new. A horse also is what tills your field.
Yeah.
It's what brings you mail.
Horse admin really added to these people's days.
I was talking to a lady in line for coffee the other day, and she was talking about how she has a horse.
Yeah.
And how expensive and awful. Oh, another dead fox.
Another dead fox.
Ding, ding. Oh, its guts were right out. Ugh, that was yucky. That was a bad one.
Oh. Yeah.
Hates dead crows.
Loves dead foxes.
Loves dead foxes,
but then hates
dead foxes.
Yeah, I know. I'm an enigma. Yeah.
How do you feel about the song Dead Fox by Courtney Barnett?
Yeah.
Which, I know the song, but what does it go like?
It's the... That's a great question. I'm the one asking the questions. You're the one providing the answers.
Yeah.
It's on the first album. Sometimes I like to sit and think, and sometimes I just sit.
Yeah. Oh, is it the one that's about driving?
Yeah.
That's about driving on the Hume, which is what we're on.
Whoa,
now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We should have listened to that song.
There'll be no salad sandwiches.
We're about to pass Holbrook, the town that has a submarine in it.
Oh, should we start with a submarine? Do a submarine pod?
Will they let us on?
Yeah, you can go on the submarine.
Would you do a podcast, though?
Probably. It's just in a park. And it's right near a tiny abandoned miniature railway.
Oh,
when I was
a
kid, we would stop in Holbrook pretty much every time that we would travel up to see our family. Up north.
Driving on a much smoother road now, which has probably meant this pod.
A lot quieter.
I feel like I was yelling because
we were screaming.
Yeah.
Which is good for the listeners.
Yeah, I think so. in Holbrook, it's also a town where a bunch of truckers stop. So at night, we'd get out, eat our dinner, and watch the truckers go to sleep.
That's nice.
Yeah.
A lot of dogging, I bet, goes on.
Oh, dude. I bet if you're trucking, you're also nonstop fucking.
Dude, I think truckers do. I'm not even joking. I think they fuck. I think they fuck a lot.
Yeah, I think truckers are fucking each other. Yeah. Like, they're living an awesome life.
Truck suck and fuck.
I like the idea of being a trucker.
Mm,
you know.
I like the idea of having a car. Where the bed is on the back seat.
Me too.
That's a bit of fun.
Oh, like a combi van.
Yeah.
No, I meant more like you know, the trucks, they have like a little bunk bed thing like right behind them.
Like we're passing a truck right now.
Yeah, he'll have a bed behind there.
In that big thing.
Yeah, that little back cabin bed, that's a little bedroom.
Yeah, he sleeps in
there. That's mad.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at him.
He's looking
around. Oh, he looked at me!
Oh, no.
Drive!
All right, I'll get out of here. I'll get out of here.
He saw me. He saw me looking, and he just had shades on.
Yeah,
so
the speed dealer sunnies.
I didn't even know what his expression was.
They were metallic, and
he's gonna kill me tonight, guaranteed.
Well, he's not speeding up, which is good.
It's like that movie, the truck that killed everyone. What's it called?
Are you talking about Maximum Overdrive, or are you talking about Jeepers Creepers?
No, neither. It's the movie about a guy, and he stops, and.
The movie about the guy who stops.
Shut up! There's a guy and he like cuts off a truck or something,
mm-hmm.
and then the truck tries to run him off the road.
And then they stop at a farm, and then he falls in a big hole.
No,
because that's Jeepers Creepers.
The monster
brother.
Is the truck. It's just a truck. You never see who's driving.
There's an episode of Futurama where there's a
car.
Is that it?
Are you thinking about the?
Is it thinking about Fry and Leela?
You're killing me.
The acclaimed television series that was underwatched when it first aired, Futurama.
Yeah.
But then it was brought back due to popularity due to DVD sales, much like our favorite television program, Family Guy.
Mm. I tried to watch Futurama after I did all of
The Simpsons.
Yeah, and you loathe Fry and Leela's relationship.
I don't like it. It was bad.
Yeah,
why?
It's I don't know.
Because Fry's a doofus and Leela's hot and smart. Jackson doesn't buy it.
Well,
he just watched 31 seasons of The Simpsons where Homer's a doofus and Marge is hot.
Well, but at least in that, they're like, this relationship is fucked.
Yeah, at least they talk about it.
In Futurama, they're like, it's romantic.
Yeah.
It's not. It's weird.
And
I'm
the
not
Simpsons,
into it.
Like,
it's also
oh,
just...
Oh, homie, I should leave you.
Yeah,
no!
No, I don't know. It's also just very 2000,
yeah.
I think.
Partner's texting me. See where we're at.
Yeah,
we're on the road,
it.
Baby.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Open I can't road. Find this movie, but it is real.
Okay. The movie about a truck that's alive.
No! The guy gets... He cuts off a truck.
Yeah.
And the truck honks him.
Yeah.
And he's like...
Wait, is this the one with Russell Crowe and he follows the people?
That's Unhinged.
No. Yeah. And then he's like, is that truck following me? I don't know. Is the guy in the truck... like, pissed off at me. And then the guy in the
Maximum
truck...
Maximum Overdrive's about alive trucks.
No, the truck's not alive.
Is Emilio Estevez there?
No.
He's making some fucking eggs at the start. He says, hey, I'm making some fucking eggs!
Then the truck tries to run him off the road, and he's like, oh my god. And it becomes a cat and mouse game between one man and one man in a truck. And at one point, he's like, I'll pull over at this diner, and I'll just wait for him to pass. And he pulls over, and he sees a bunch of trucks pulling behind him, and he's like, I can't remember what the truck looked like. And he just waits there in the diner for like 4 hours. And then he leaves and he's like, surely the guy's gone by now. And he's like looking at everyone in the diner being like, is it any of these guys? I don't even know.
Mm.
And then he gets back in his car and drives and the truck pulls out behind him. And then in the end, he has to run the truck off the road into a canyon.
Cool.
It's a sick movie. Anyway.
Does it explode?
Yeah, it is real. That's all I know.
It does sound like a dream you had.
Yeah.
Someone listening is going to, on the Facebook page, be like, this was the movie Jackson was talking about.
It was so much, that episode of Futurama.
So much time will have passed that I'll be like, what?
Huh? Why are you dragging me in this?
I've never heard of this movie before in my life.
No, I don't think people would have got that far due to the amount of road noise in the first half of the podcast.
When I put the microphone out the window, I reckon that's where we lost
a lot. Yeah, fair enough.
I reckon that's when I'm tuning in.
Hearing those beeps and just hearing...
you're drifting off to sleep and then all of a sudden... Huh, what? What are they doing?
Yeah, set that as your alarm tone, listeners.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I wake up every morning to the time that Hayden held a microphone out of a car window that was traveling over 100 kilometers an hour.
I also bonked the microphone on the window as I'm putting it out, so it would have been just real bad.
Well, you're lucky that Shut Up a Second's never claimed to be good.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's good.
No, it's something.
It's certainly something to do.
Yeah. You gotta kill time.
Yeah, and
what else am I gonna do? Talk without recording it? What's the point of that?
The very idea, absurd. Foolish stuff.
Just while we're talking about Shut Up a Second, and I guess being on the road, it was pretty funny, and just to open the door to our listeners to something that happened behind the scenes.
Sure.
Hayden and I were talking to Cass, who is often the co-host of this podcast.
Yeah.
About
but
how
we left her behind.
She's
in the rear view mirror.
Yeah.
She's about 5 hours in the opposite direction of us.
Smell you later.
We were telling her about how we're going to New South Wales/Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And usually Cass has a very carefree attitude and is very happy when her friends succeed. She loves to see her friends stay winning.
Yeah.
This was not an example of that. She went, no!
Yeah, she was pretty cut. Should have invited her. Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, too bad. We forgot.
Yeah.
Better luck next time, Cass.
What are we
supposed
to do? We simply didn't think to do it.
Yeah. Cass, it could not be helped.
Yeah. It didn't occur to us for some reason. Not our fault.
We didn't ask Joel Zammit either. We just said, hey, we're going.
Yeah, and he said, okay, I won't have you yamming in my ear all the time.
Can you pay for our hotel for a week? Okay, fine.
I'll get you out of the goddamn house.
You know I live here, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
Time.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, it's good.
I did walk in yesterday and they were eating dinner, and I was just sort of hanging out while they're eating dinner. I'm like, oh, this feels like I should be in the other room.
Were you standing up while they were sitting down?
They were cooking, so they were kind of. They were, I don't know.
Well, I saw in the Sandspence Radio group chat that they invited you to eat fish tacos. So
they did. Yes, they did. It was fine. I didn't take him up on it. Because I'd eaten my own jackfruit tacos.
Oh, I see.
I'm worried it gave me really bad stinky breath.
I
know. We had an episode with Broden the other day. It was the first time I've ever met him. So I'm worried that I was stinking up Broden with garlic breath.
He did pull me aside quietly when you were leaving and say, hey.
This guy fucking stinks.
He said, hey, Joel. Bloody love doing the podcast. But let me tell you. Hayden, he's a bloody stinky cunt.
Stinky, he's a stinky boy.
Stinkiest boy I've ever done a podcast.
Yeah, so sorry, Broden, but that's okay.
Yeah,
sorry for stinking up the place.
Might have stunk you up.
Well, I'm not apologizing.
Yeah,
unless I was there earlier that day. Maybe I stunk up the podcast by being in the recording studio 4 hours.
They were
prior.
In a different recording studio to you too, so you would have had to be extra stinky.
I did walk into that studio at least once.
You could have stunk it up.
Stunk it up with one fell swoop.
Got all your farts out in one go.
All your farts for the week all at once.
Hang on, guys. Give me 5 minutes. I'm going to go do my farts. Excuse me a second. Yeah, do you have to do... he got here.
Monday at 7, I got to do my farts.
Yeah, it's okay.
I got
my weekly fart checkout.
Yeah, these are all my farts
from
the
previous
week.
It's all right. I'm going to do it in the studio that we're not using today.
Yeah, we're not in there, so it's fine.
Sure hope that Shut Up A Second isn't recording in there later today with a high-profile guest.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Broden. another member of the network, Jackson, he just did all his farts.
He got them all out in one go.
He got them all out in one go.
Understand.
You understand. Yeah, you get it.
Would you do that if you could?
Yes!
If you could choose to have all your farts come out in one horrible stink for the week.
Imagine the sound. It would be awesome.
How long do you reckon... How many farts do you do in a week?
Yeah.
I'll find out. I'll do the math on that. How many farts do you do in a week?
I think three or four a day.
Yeah. Depends on your diet, too.
Yeah.
How?
Because I go some days where I don't eat very much and therefore not farting much.
Yeah, true. How many farts?
Per day.
Just the average...
How many farts a day is normal? That's not what I want to know. How many farts in a day?
Do I do?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Okay.
How many farts does Jackson B. Bailey do in a day?
So 5 to 15 farts a day.
Five? Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So...
I guess that includes you probably do a lot in your sleep as well.
Oh, yeah.
So
right.
Let's...
So you'd be doing like 70 farts, on average, 70 farts on a Monday.
Okay.
No. <it's... laughs> 70 farts all at once.
All at once? Okay.
Yeah. And then...
Isn't like all at once, is it all like one after the other, like a continuous
fart? No,
fart?
It becomes
all,
one, like, huge one fart.
Wide fart.
Okay. Now I'm going to Google... Hang on, let's do the math on this.
Are you going to Google
no, that's
the
not how... I don't
fart?
It's got the girth of 70 farts.
I want to know how long a fart takes. How long is a fart?
Don't
tell
like...
me. I Google how long is a fart. It suggests how far does a fart go? How long does a fart linger? How much of the fart smells?
I think it would be, how tight is your anus, I think, would also be part of it.
Yeah. smaller
know,
anus,
how wide is it and how long and thin it is?
How long does a fart take, maybe?
to do.
It's funny using Google like you've just found yourself in a human body.
Yeah, it's like an alien.
They keep telling me how fast a fart. I can travel 10 feet per second. That's not what I want to know. Yeah.
Isn't the stink can or the action of a fart?
I think the action of a fart.
Okay.
I mean, we've all farted before, so surely a fart's like, it would be like point. Like, it would be less than a second, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's call it one second.
For a fart? One? No. I feel like occasionally you do a fart and you just keep going.
It goes
and
then 20 you have to a 25
thought,
minutes.
You've got a thought where you go, whoa, this is a long fart, and you have time to have that thought while still farting. That's a fun
well,
fart.
Okay, let's, shall we say, like, what, 2.5 seconds?
I feel like that's too long.
1.5?
Let me fart. I'm going to fart in my mouth, and I'll do this, okay? How long was that?
Yeah. I reckon that...
That was a mouth fart, obviously.
That was less than a second. Easy.
I reckon it's about a second.
I just adjusted my hat, which my microphone's attached to, and almost lost it. So that's good.
So you're farting for 70 seconds a week, basically.
No, I thought it was one fart, but 70 times louder. So it's like, you're farting for 1 second, but it's 70 farts at once.
No, that's going to deafen me. I don't want that. I want one fart... That lasts for just over a minute.
Seconds. Yeah, okay. Fine. I think a long one is better.
I can handle that.
The idea
honestly,
of, like, walking around the room is just one fart comes out.
If I can do it that way, I'll do my farts for the year.
Yeah, I think you could. If you did a fart a week, like one fart a week for 70 seconds, I think you could turn that into money somehow. I think you could start a YouTube channel or something.
Well, you could start an OnlyFans. People love farts.
Find interesting ways to fart for 70 seconds.
Fart into a trumpet.
Yeah, fart into a cake. Whatever.
Yeah, fart into a fan, so it goes like wah 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 wah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 3 weeks of content right there. Yeah.
Probably get into the Guinness Book
fart
of World.
Into a balloon.
Blah, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. That's true.
Oh yeah.
That would be good to fart into a balloon.
Mm.
I think what would be cool. I think about this sometimes is if
we're back on Loud Road.
Yeah. But if before I died, I'd inflated an air mattress, and then when I died, my loved ones still had my breath in the air mattress. And that, like, if my loved ones wanted to remember me, they could deflate it a little bit and suck in the breath.
Smell the breath.
That's what I think about sometimes.
That's truly rancid.
That is rancid. I hate that.
They're the idea of someone being upset breath. And mourning and sniffing your horrible old breath to help them cope
They gotta remember me. And, like, hey, why haven't you deflated that air mattress?
Well, Jackson's breath's in there.
That's the last thing I have of my dearly departed husband.
Well, our good friend Adam Cannavale was telling me about glassware that he really likes that could be useful in the future, which is insane.
Yeah.
Because these glasses have air in them. Because it's like, when it, you know, like how
like
sometimes
there's... a double-walled thing?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, so those glasses have air that exists pre... the COVID-19 virus, so there's no particles of it in there. He's like, that could be helpful for science. I don't know how, but Adam said it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Well, they could take the air out with a needle.
And there's also not COVID-19 particles in all air.
Because otherwise we'd be
sick all
the time.
Otherwise we'd all have it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wrong on that. Yeah.
And also, what would that prove? That there used to not be COVID-19?
Well, I don't think they're trying to prove anything, but maybe they're going to compare stuff, is what he's thinking.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
What's it done?
I think he wasn't thinking, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think you might be right, dude.
Adam wears glasses, so I think he's smart sometimes. Yeah. He's actually dumb.
Well, he's just as big a doofus as all of us,
dude.
Yeah,
doofuses.
The doofus flattens out.
Yeah. That's a cool cloud.
It's been quite a beautiful road trip, I must say.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Oh, we were worried about driving into a storm, but then I checked the radar and it was clear.
Yeah.
And then you all doubted my radar reading abilities,
well,
but it
hasn't
rained.
Said there's not a single cloud in the sky.
And
well,
it was about to rain.
There was one directly over the top of us, and... in the horizon, we could see it was raining.
Yeah. I don't know how to read the radar, I think, because there's been times where we were playing footy, and I was looking at the radar, and the radar said that the cloud would completely miss us.
Yeah.
And then as it was raining, and we were getting soaked, I was looking at the radar, and it said there was no clouds above us.
Well, because isn't it like the radar just shows you, this is going to sound stupid, but the big clouds?
I guess.
And then lesser clouds don't get picked up, is what I assume.
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't know.
And just double checking, the footy that we were playing in the rain, was that the time when we played in... it rained so much so quickly and ended up being for so long that we just didn't stop playing footy in the rain because we went from...
We went to maximum wetness, so...
We went to maximum wetness immediately, so and it wasn't like cold rain, so...
Just kept playing.
Nice.
Felt like a real footy boy.
I really love this turn off sign up here. It's just very Australian. Like, it's almost like unbelievable if you weren't from Australia.
Oh, Little Billabong Road.
Down Little Billabong Road will get you to Tumbarumba. That's fucking awesome.
That's cool that Tumbarumba's a real
thing. Down Tumbarumba, down Little Billabong Road.
Just quick road trip check.
Yep.
So, originally when we started, Hayden, you predicted that about 4 hours in, you'd be starting to feel the length of the drive. We are 4 hours in.
Yeah,
well,
how you feeling?
I'm feeling good because we've been potting, right? So the energy's up. Also, when we're recording, we recorded Thumb Cramps just before we recorded this one, and during Thumb Cramps, we smashed a Java Monster Super Coffee, and I'm feeling it.
Yeah, I was thinking about the fact that I smashed at McDonald's where we stopped for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a coffee.
Yep.
I had a Coke.
Yep.
And then I had the Loco Moco Monster Energy drink coffee.
You must be buzzing.
So I had four shots, basically, just then.
Yeah, I also had a large Coke at McDonald's.
Yeah, so I got
a sugar high and a coffee high.
Yeah, you got the pod eye.
I'm about to have the worst.
The triple high.
Firstly, I'm about to have the worst headache of my life and then fall asleep.
I do feel like after we finish this pod, are we going to do another pod after this? Are we going to keep road podding?
Why not?
Yeah, okay, cool. Is going to be a JBSA?
Yeah, we'll do a JBSA. Okay.
So if you're enjoying this one, sanspantsradio.com, you can pay money for another one.
Yeah, that's right. You can listen to Jackson Bailey Spooks America. It comes out the second and third Saturday of or Sunday weekend of every month.
Second and third?
Yeah, it's in the middle of the
like
month.
Why that? You do two? That's silly. Why don't you do second and fourth to give it a break it up a bit?
Well, no, don't worry about it.
Okay, that seems
this is
like,
working fine.
That seems like the most insane release schedule. 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off for a podcast. Why would you do that?
It's good.
Failed us yet.
I've never heard of that. Like what? It's like a fireman work. 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
Well, conversely, JBSA is actually a great podcast for firemen.
Yeah, that's true. That's why we do it, dude. So firemen need a little something, something. It's cops that get all the glory. We do nothing for cops, so.
I think it's 2 days off, 2 days on. I don't think firemen are working for 2 weeks straight.
2 weeks off. 2 weeks. We get a break. That's nice.
Unpaid. I can't remember what we were talking about.
Well, yeah, if you like this podcast and you want to continue this trilogy of road pods, first of all, check out Thumb Cramps from a few weeks ago where we did a review of Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
Yeah.
That was the first of the road pods today. We've done this shut up a second, and then you can finish the trilogy with the Jackson Bailey Spooks America, which we're just about to hit record on. Head to sanspantsradio.com/+. Sign up for $5 a month to get bonus pods, $10 a month to get even more bonus pods, and $25 a month, my God, you get heaps of bonus
pods. It's absolutely
It is pod city.
Yeah, and
there's also a secret code that gets it for you for free. So if you can guess what that is, free pods.
Yeah.
That's the one I use.
And you can also head to the Discord when you become a member of Sanspants Plus. And you can let us know if 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off is a good podcast.
Yeah, do you like that? I know you probably wish it was weekly, but you're not getting that.
Yeah.
Second and third weekend.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's good.
You know, don't worry about it, because you also get What If on, I think, the first weekend.
Yeah.
Which is part of the $25 tier.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a Plumbing the Death Star spin-off show where we go through the 1970s comic What If.
Yep.
And then at the end of the month, you get a Plumbing the Death Star Plus.
Great.
So you're good for content.
That's provided that you like those three shows. Thank you so much for having us, Hayden.
That's okay. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for driving the whole time.
Yeah, no worries. And I'll see you in the next road pod.
See you in the next. Oh, wait. I'll see you.
What?
Back. Well, I was going to say, are we going to do road pods on the trip back as well?
Oh, yeah. We'll do
probably.
Road pods on the trip
back.
Okay,
so there might be a few more weeks of this. So, hopefully this isn't horribly unlistenable.
Well,
if it is, you know, suck shit.
Here's the thing, listeners, just quickly before we go. If it is unlistenable, we're still releasing this one, but it means on the road trip back, there won't be road pods.
Yeah, so that's true.
If you hated this, there won't be any more, and if you loved it, there will be.
Yeah.
That's
a good system,
that?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Bye.